Ruth Cousins Denny of Denver is 88. Her grandmother was a slave. She endured segregation, and she helped end it in Denver in the 1960s when she co-founded a chapter of the Congress on Racial Equality, or CORE. She pushed businesses to hire minorities, schools to integrate, and promoted fair housing for minorities. Well, Ruth Denny joins us today to talk about electing the first African-American president. And thanks for being with us, Ruth. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, how did it feel to wake up this morning with Barack Obama as president-elect?
Well, I didn't sleep last night, so I didn't have to wake up.
Tell me why you weren't sleeping.
Well, it was just too exciting and very emotional. And it's been that way for the last several weeks, very emotional. And so I just didn't want to go to sleep. I wanted to hear everything I could and kind of soak it in and enjoy it all.
Can you tell me a few of the emotions? Can you say it's emotional?
Well, I would say it sort of ranged in different ways. A lot of times I felt, while the campaign was going on, I felt sad. I felt we weren't going to make it. And I was wondering what would happen if we didn't make it. And then again, I would feel, oh, yes, we're going to make it because there's so many young people out there fighting. And I felt that they were really going to be our salvation. And to some extent, I think they were. But there were different moods that I had because I didn't feel comfortable with it. And I must say that I am so happy for one time in my life I lost the battle because I was so sure that we might not win. And I'm so glad that I was wrong, that this time I was wrong. And it's just going to change the whole, my whole thinking and everybody else's. And it's just going to make this country so much better than what it was.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. As co-founder of CORE, again, the Congress on Racial Equality, or the Denver chapter of it, you devoted so much effort to changing things. But you had doubts about this.
Yes.
Where did those doubts come from?
I think they came from the fact that of my life experiences, the things that had happened to me when I went job seeking, or when I went to the store and was ignored. All the life experiences had something to do with my feeling, having very negative feelings. And sometimes you let up and you feel, oh, things are so much better. Then something would come, something would happen, and you'd be hit right across the head. And you say, oh, my goodness, it's not what I thought it was. It's not, things are not any better than what they were, or not very much. So, again, you would go down into the depths of despair. And I think our lives have been that way a lot of times, up and down, which can certainly wear and tear on you after, during the years.
At what point did you let yourself believe it might happen, for sure?
I had the TV on last night, and it was watching, and it looked pretty good. But I still had my doubts, and I said, I'm going to turn it off for a few minutes and just sort of get myself together, because I felt pretty nervous. And then the telephone rang, and my granddaughter was on the telephone just screaming. I said, I can't understand a thing you're saying. She said, Obama won! He won! And so I certainly turned the TV back to the station then. And that went on for I don't know how long, because it was just almost unbelievable to me.
I want to know why you think this man, in particular, Barack Obama, at this point in time, was able to achieve this.
Well, I think all the years that people have been working for desegregation and working for the better of all people, I think that had something to do with it. But personally, I really feel this man is different. I feel that he's gifted. He just didn't come from nowhere. So he must have come from somewhere very special. And it's hard to put your finger on it. But as I say, he wasn't grown up to be special, but there is that special thing. And of course, all factors work together for good. And I think that is why he was able at this point to do what has been done. And I think that it's going to do so much for the American people. I think it's going to bring them together in a way. It's going to, I think it's going to really increase their self-esteem. And by that, I mean they're going to feel better about themselves.
Let me ask, does it increase your self-esteem?
It does. It does. And by the way, last night when I did find out about it, my son called me, and he didn't get me, so my phone was so busy, but then I called him back. And he had told me some years ago how he felt as a young boy in high school, how he felt that he wasn't a part of things. He felt that white people were just better than he was. And I said, well, how do you feel tonight? He says, well, you know, I've been feeling better during the years anyway, but tonight I just can't believe what has happened. I just feel wonderful. I can't tell you how I really feel. I said, you're a different person. He said, yes. a different person altogether.
And you feel that way?
I do.
I mean, do you? You didn't wake up because you never went to bed. But are you in a different America today than you were 24 hours ago? Do you think?
I think so. And all I can do now is hope for the best. We don't know what's going to happen, but I do hope that people will realize that this man is a man. He's going to do the best he can, but he's going to need all our support, and we're going to have to look at each other as people who care about one another, people who are all the same, more or less, and that we have a part to play. And it depends upon us as Americans as to how successful he will be.
Well, Ruth, thanks very much. We appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ruth Cousins Denny co-founded the Denver chapter of the Congress on Racial Equality in 1961. Still to come on our program, Coloradans reject almost every statewide ballot measure. This is an election special from Colorado Matters and KCFR News.